Slide 4. As a framework for supporting clinical decisions to improve outcomes, the CDS 5 Rights Model states CDS-supported improvements in desired healthcare outcomes can be achieved if communication occurs in the following manner. The right information, evidence-based, suitable to guide action, pertinent to the circumstance. To the right person, considering all members of the care team, including clinicians, patients, and their caretakers. In the right CDS intervention format, such as an alert, order set, or reference information to answer a clinical question. Through the right channel, for example, a clinical information system, CIS, such as an electronic medical record, EMR, personal health record, PHR, or a more general channel, such as the internet or a mobile device. At the right time in the workflow, for example, at the time of decision, action, or need. However, achieving the five rights for CDS is challenging. The report, Clinical Decision Support Systems, State of the Art, explains, achieving the five rights for CDS presents challenges, and the challenges differ depending on how closely the CDS is tied to what the clinician already intends to do. Clinicians may initially want certain reminders, or after performance assessments, agree that they need other reminders. But in either situation, they are choosing to receive the reminders. The key issue in reminding the user about things they choose to be reminded about is the timing of the reminder. For instance, should reminders for preventive care be given to the physician in advance of the patient visit, for example, the day before, or should the reminders appear during the patient's visit?